ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாத் ஹாய நாத் ஹாய சீதாய பதியே நமஹ. யுத்தகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 46. ராமா அண்ட் லக்ஷ்மண அபவுண்ட் பை நாகபாஷா கண்டினியூட். தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Then the monkey saw that Rama and Lakshmana, the mother earth and the sky, were all hit from view by the arrows of Indrajit. After his arrowy shower was over, as when the clouds have spent themselves, Vibhishana came there with Sugriva and saw that Nila, Dvivida, Mahendra, Sushena, Kumada, Angada, Hanuman and the rest were there sunk in grief. Rama and Lakshmana lay motionless, breathing softly, their bodies covered with blood and pierced with sharp arrows, sighing heavily for a while, still for a while, their limbs moving slightly to and fro, hissing like angry serpents. They lay drooping like golden banners. Monkey warriors stood around them, shedding copious tears. Vibhishana and the warriors were filled with grief when they beheld their beloved master Sri Rama and his younger brother lying unconscious on the battlefield. Though they searched all earth and the sky quarters, they could not discover Indrajit, who was hidden by his magic arts. Only Vibhishana, who knew the ways of the Rakshasa, saw the son of Ravana. Indrajit, resplendent in prowess and glory, beheld with joy Rama and Lakshmana bound by his serpent arrows and lying unconscious on the earth, and he cheered the hearts of his troops. Behold those who slew Kara, Dushna, Trishiras and the other Rakshasa heroes, these mighty warriors, lie here struck down by my arrows. The Devas and Asuras together cannot release them from the serpent bonds. They on whose account my father spent sleepless nights, they whom the inhabitants of Lanka fear and dread like the rivers in flood during the rains, those very Rama and Lakshmana have been slain by my magic weapons. These vow to destroy us root and branch. Like the clouds of autumn, the valor of Rama and Lakshmana and their monkey forces has been utterly washed. And he pierced the monkey lords further with keen arrows. 50 of them hit Nila, Mahendra and Dvivida received 3 each. Jambavan was left with a single shaft in his chest. Hanuman had 10 in his body. Gavaksh, the leader of baboons, Angada and others had countless arrows all over them. Thus did the mighty hero cleave the monkeys with his flaming arrows. They shook in terror and the Rakshasa roared so that the quarters echoed, and laughing like thunder he said, Rakshasas, behold Rama and Lakshmana lying there on the battlefield unconscious and bound by my dreadful arrows. The Rakshasas, used to foul deceit, applauded this wonderful feat and roared like lions or black clouds on all sides. They concluded that the princes were dead, since they lay there without any breath or motion, and they sang the praises of the son of Ravana. Then Indrajit was delighted beyond measure and returned to Lanka. The Rakshasa forces were beside themselves with joy. Sugriva was filled with dire terror when he beheld the bodies of Rama and Lakshmana riddled with arrows from head to foot, with no space for a needle to enter. Looking at the monkey king with pale faces and tear-filled eyes and overwhelmed by grief and fear, Vibhishana said, Sugriva, fear not, stay your hot tears. Victory cannot be the lot of anyone forever. This is the way of battles. If we had done anything good in our past lives, these sons of Dasharatha will revive. The cloud that hangs over them will clear, and they will shine as before in strength and valor. Pluck up courage, put cheer and spirit into my heart too. I have none to look up to. Those whose hearts are ever turned towards truth and righteousness have no fear of death. Thus Vibhishana consoled him, and to ward off evil and to relieve him of fatigue, the Rakshasa wiped the eyes of Sugriva with water. He uttered over the water some charms that enabled one to pierce the illusions of the Rakshasas, and sprinkled it over Sugriva's eyes and face. Then he spoke to him apt and timely words, so that he might not give way to grief. This is not the time to grieve. To display too much friendship at the wrong time often leads to death. Hence, cast off fear from you. It spoils every good attempt. Think what is good for this monkey host that depends on Rama. keep watch over Raghuveera until he comes back to himself. These princes only take a spell of rest. Soon they will rise and put an end to all our sorrow. These serpent bonds, what are they to Rama? Why should he have the shadow of a doubt that he will meet with death? Does the grace of Goddess Lakshmi shine on the face of one whose death is near? And are not the faces of these princes radiant with her grace? Hence, you and your forces may rest free from care. I shall make arrangements for the action that needs to be taken and shall soon return. Till then, keep watch here most carefully. Lo, our monkey heroes whisper to one another about taking to flight, their hair on end with fear. When Indrajit was fighting with us, I ran here and there to put courage into the hearts of our friends. But they took me for Indrajit and quaked with terror. As a man casts away a used and faded garland, let our troops cast fear away from them. He consoled Sugriva and encouraged the monkey, saying, I am not Indrajit, I am Vibhishna, your best friend and the worst enemy of Ravana. Fear not. Meanwhile, Indrajit, that master of magic, went to Lanka surrounded by his armies, laid his head at the feet of Ravana and spoke with joint palms. Your Majesty, Rama and Lakshmana are no more. Thereat, the Lord of Lanka, beside himself with joy, with a mighty roar, sprang from his throne, clasped that best of heroes fondly to his breast, kissed his head, and asked him to recount at length how his enemies perished. Then Indrajit described most vividly how he bound Rama and Lakshmana with serpent bonds, how he crashed them down, and they lay on the earth, pale and still. The heart of Ravana swelled with joy. He was now relieved of all anxiety and fear about Rama, and he praised highly the valor of his son. The first day of the fortnight was over by that night. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.